You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Business and cash is tight. So what do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you can just call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a 95% approval rate and cash for any business purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-684-5434. That's 1-800-684-5434. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $1 million with no collateral, no app or upfront fees, and your credit rating is not a factor. Plus, approvals in 12 hours and funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group at 1-800-684-5434. That's 1-800-684-5434. This is by far the fastest and best business loan you can possibly get. Call 1-800-684-5434 now.
Benjamin Netanyahu will continue to serve as Prime Minister of Israel. More now from senior correspondent Jason Wirt in the USA Radio Newsroom.
After counting votes through the night after exit polls showed a dead heat, most Israelis woke up to stunning news that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling Likud party has scored a decisive victory in Tuesday's election. Prime Minister's party earned 30 seats to his closest rival's 24, clearing a path for Netanyahu to build a coalition behind his fourth term as Prime Minister. Netanyahu could form that government in a matter of days, but definitely within the next 3 weeks. In the USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Jason.
Several people are dead, including some tourists, after an attack on a museum in Tunisia. Two gunmen opened fire. It was the worst attack in years and comes as the country is trying to establish democracy and keep Islamic terrorists at bay. It is unclear who was responsible, but ISIS has been linked to violence there recently. The museum is located near the Parliament building. This is USA Radio News.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple guitars on sale. Buy any new Fender guitar, bass, or amp and score up to a $100 promo gift card. Get the lowest price guaranteed on all Fender Strats, Teles, Jaguars, P-Basses, amps, acoustics, and more. Grab the Squire or Fender gear you've been dreaming of and get your promo gift card at Guitar Center Stratathon. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
A U.S. ambassador in Japan is being threatened. More from AP correspondent Mary Yamaguchi.
Japanese police say they are investigating phone calls threatening to kill U.S. Ambassador Caroline Kennedy and the U.S. Consul General based on the southern island of Okinawa. Police declined to comment, and likewise, the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo did not comment, citing policy regarding the ambassador's security.
Japanese media reports say the threats came last month from a male caller speaking English. The island nation of Vanuatu is appealing for international aid after Cyclone Pam devastated the country. Officials say more than 80% of homes and buildings on Tana Island have been destroyed. Lack of food is a growing worry for those who survived. Resident Hager Pakea says people don't know what to do.
Where will we go? There are no homes. We haven't got homes. They're all blown away.
The UN has put the death toll at 11. Donald Trump is forming a presidential exploratory committee. In a statement today, the Republican businessman and reality television star described himself as the only one who can make America truly great again. The move is a step short of a formal campaign launch, but allows him to begin raising money and hiring staff. Stocks are lower this morning ahead of the conclusion of the Federal Reserve meeting. Investors are waiting to see whether they are considering raising interest rates. Oil prices continue to fall, dropping below $43 a barrel. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms. when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
The weather for today. Currently, it is 35 degrees and breezy. Okay, here we go. And this afternoon will be mostly sunny with a high near 42. Winds coming from the northwest of around 21 miles an hour with gusts up to 33. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 22. And the winds will be dying down a little bit. On Thursday, there is a chance of snow after 2 a.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 24. No, I'm sorry, I skipped Thursday. I'm going to Thursday night. Sorry. Thursday is sunny with a high near 40. Thursday night, a chance of snow after 2 a.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 24. Light and variable winds. Chance of precipitation is 30%. And new snow accumulation will be less than a half an inch. Friday, snow before 5 p.m. Then rain and snow. High near 37. Chance of precipitation is 80% with a possible snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Winter is giving us a last hurrah. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. It is currently 12:09.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show. And I picked a topic for today about political correctness and counseling. Now, why in the world would I want to pick a topic like that? Well, I do have clients that come into my office and are always excusing themselves, meaning, oh, I'm sorry, or excuse me, or I don't know how to say this, working really hard to be politically correct within the counseling atmosphere. And so I thought that it might not be a bad idea to talk about political correctness, but also talk about, as a therapist, some of the things that I must do and be aware of. Not necessarily to be politically correct as much as to be ethnically and culturally knowledgeable. They're two very different things. The truth is, we happen to live in a very diverse world. Not just what we would call the melting pot. We haven't used that term for a while, but of America. But the world in general is very diverse. I don't know of anything where there's only one type of. There's more than one type of flower, one type of tree, more than one type of fish. There's a diversity of cows. There's a diversity of dogs. Seasons are always changing. Nothing is the same. Not one day is like another. Not one snowflake is like another. So one of the downsides of being politically correct is that what we are trying to do is we are trying to make it so that I don't say something that offends someone else. We have decided that there are words that are bad. There are statements that are bad. There's the way we relate to people or refer to people might be bad. And so, as a result, we might be less prone to make a joke or say something in conversation about others' ethnicity or cultural background. And it's rather exhausting because you always need to be on top of what everyone else is feeling and thinking and how to take care of those things. Now, one of the things that's important to recognize is there's a difference between being politically correct and being prejudiced. One of the things that's important within the therapy process is helping people recognize their prejudices and helping them overcome them. Same thing as a therapist. We need to know what our prejudices are so that we work at overcoming them. Because it really is about diversity. In terms of particular words we might pick, it's the meaning we put behind them. That makes a difference. In addition to that, if someone is offended or takes offense, something that we may say without having that kind of a meaning put behind it, in some ways that's really not our responsibility if somebody takes offense. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. And so it also comes up to some of the belief systems that we have, the shoulds and the oughts. With political correctness, there is a lot of shoulds and a lot of oughts and a lot of musts, a lot of rules, a lot of work being aware of all the rules, how to keep everything straight. It's a lot of work. And most people don't mean to be insensitive or offensive. Again, it's taking offense rather than somebody delivering or giving offense. Learning to accept diversity is really important. Because, you know, if everything was only black or white, it would be pretty bland. If all we had was vanilla and no other flavor, it would be bland. Or no flavor at all. The many different spices of life, the many different spices of cooking make things exciting and adventurous. If we only had one note, we would not have music. It is the diversity of sounds, the diversity of an orchestra, which makes music. And accepting diversity is extremely important. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments to talk a little bit more about political correctness and therapy. And I am your host, Ruth Altamura Roll, for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the backpats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only. To give. Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving. And join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's show, and I'm talking about political correctness and counseling. So there's some things that we can do which I think are positive about, I will use the term political correctness. The first thing really is about self-assessment. Consider and look at yourself consciously and, if possible, unconscious prejudices that you might hold. Become aware if you're feeling negative towards individuals or groups. Look at the reasons why you may feel that way towards individuals or groups. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to learn to like everyone or even like a particular group. It's really about becoming aware. So having knowledge of what your prejudices might be is an excellent way to begin. And again, as I said earlier, one of the things is all of us that are licensed professional counselors, we have to be on top of culture. We take courses in cultural counseling so that we know if we are struggling with our own prejudices, we know what they might be, we know how to address them, we know what to recognize in other people, and we know how to adjust our counseling processes towards different peoples of different cultures so that we can basically help them on their terms. But learning about different kinds of prejudices are also important. It's about educating yourself to overcome prejudices. Individuals and groups are discriminated against for all kinds of reasons: race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status. It's really important what we think and how we think and the words we use. However, we also need to keep in mind that it is not the goal, I'm going to say in therapy, it's not the goal to say, well, I have to watch what I say so I don't insult someone else. It is about that self-assessment. What is it about me that may hold a prejudice against someone else or some other group? And is it something that's benefiting me or not? So it's a different spin on what I would call political correctness. It's about self-assessment. Sometimes it doesn't matter what we say to someone. They may take offense. It's like offering someone something and they take it. Or we can offer someone something and they say, no, thank you, don't want to take it. I can't control the other person. It may not be a bad idea to do things like go to different cultural events. There's so many different things here in the United States alone where you can go to different, I mean, we just had St. Patrick's Day. You know, there are many, many different venues where there's different festivals, different restaurants. Go to Epcot. My gosh, if you can afford to go to Epcot and look at all the diversity of cultures in Epcot. Learning how to have manners. Now, one of the things that sometimes in being politically correct, it's saying, well, I need to avoid certain language because it's incorrect. I need to avoid certain thoughts because it's incorrect. I need to avoid certain language because it is incorrect. Well, you know, monitoring our thoughts, we can do that. Educating ourselves, we can do that. Looking at the words we use, but it's always, again, the intent that we use. It's not about, if I'm using a particular word with the intent to insult, or am I using a particular word with an intent to injure? Am I using it because of prejudice? Makes a difference. We have terms like Chinese auction and Indian giver. Those kinds of things. Well, again, it's the intent behind the word. Eliminating words does not eliminate intent. So part of counseling is about looking at your intent. Is my intent to hurt someone? Am I not accepting other cultures? Am I not being diverse and looking at people? And one of the things that's really important is look for commonality. Where are we the same? How are we the same? Not that we want to make everyone the same, because again, now we're going to just one flavor. Everybody's cinnamon. Boring. We've got many, many flavors. Lots of diversity. It's important. But the thing is, the intent and education. And where are we holding things in common? One of the things that I say quite often with my clients is that the things that human beings have in common is emotion. We may dress different. We may have different skin color. We may make different amounts of money, have different levels of education, have different languages. But if I'm seeing someone on television who's just experienced a major loss because of an airplane crash, and they're speaking an Oriental language, I don't know what they're saying, but I could see the grief on their face. I could see the pain in their eyes. I can identify with that. So empathy makes a huge difference in our ability to be inclusive. Empathy is part of feelings. It's acknowledging the feeling in another person. If my intent is to insult, I need to think about that. What is the purpose? Is it that I don't understand the other culture? Or the other person? Or that diversity? I may not agree with it. I need to know about that for myself. So many things in the English language is, and I think in most languages, like if you learn Spanish or French, it's the ending of the word that makes it masculine or feminine. You know, in our culture, we've been working at changing the way we use words. We have Mr., we have Miss, we have Mrs., we have Ms. We go from words like an actor, an actress. It's gender related. We say, oh, we can't say, you know, postman, it's post people. So we're trying to, so that we don't insult someone. Now, here's the thing. If I say postman, and I'm talking to the woman who happens to be delivering my mail, oh, postman, and if she's offended, it's, again, is it my intent to offend? Or did she take offense? And I can't really control that so much. Do we want to avoid expressions that devalue people? Absolutely. We don't want to devalue. And again, that has to do with intent. But there's so many ways that we may want to change our words because we're afraid we're going to insult someone. So I need to take a little break, news break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat in a few moments to talk about political correctness in therapy.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The Secret Service will be looking for confirmation on whether an envelope addressed to the White House contains cyanide. AP correspondent Mark Smith says the sender may be well known to the agency.
The website Intercept, which first reported about the letter, says it bore the return address of a man who has sent multiple packages to the White House since 1995. One of those allegedly was smeared with human excrement. Another allegedly contained miniature bottles of alcohol.
A U.S. Air Force veteran will appear in federal court today in New York for plotting to travel to Syria to join ISIS.
The suspect is a 47-year-old airplane mechanic and avionics specialist who served in the Air Force in the 1980s and 90s. Among the evidence found by investigators is a letter on his laptop proclaiming, "I will use the talents and skills given to me by Allah to establish and defend the Islamic State. There is only two possible outcomes for me, victory or martyr."
That was AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever had a piece of chocolate cake call you into the kitchen? Has the Dairy Queen sign ever forced your car into the drive-thru lane? Have you ever had a bag of chips dive off the counter right into your hands? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, speaking for the ILikeHowILook.com website. Chances are, at some time in your day, you have been and will continue to be the victim of cravings. ILikeHowILook.com website realizes that you can't hide in your closet all day just to avoid snack attacks. That's why they recommend the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system. 10-2-in-a-chew offers powerful, natural appetite suppressants to put cravings on the run. To see a video explaining how it works, just go to ILikeHowILook.com. They will send you a free sample. Most people notice a difference the very first day. It's much easier to lose weight without those sneaky cravings, so watch the video at ILikeHowILook.com. That's ILikeHowILook.com.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and I am talking about political correctness in therapy. So one of the things that I have been talking about is self-awareness and recognizing if you have prejudices, accepting diversity. And those are all important things in therapy and some of the things that may get addressed in therapy. The other thing is that if I come into the therapy, if I am looking for counseling and I come into the therapeutic process and I work really hard at choosing the words to be politically correct, I am not giving the therapist a clear picture of who I am and what I think. So one of the things I do say to my clients is there is no such thing as political correctness within the therapeutic relationship. If I am to help my clients, it is my responsibility to not sit in judgment of them, but to help them assess their belief systems, help them assess their lives, help them discover who they are, which may include some of their prejudices, help them understand diversity, help them with empathy and connecting to other people. So being politically correct within the therapeutic process may actually hurt the client. And as a therapist, if I am sitting there and I'm offended by what someone is saying, I need to recognize that about myself. And I may need to think about my ability as a therapist. Because my job is to be present, not judgmental, to my client. If I am judgmental towards my client who happens to be struggling with prejudices, I myself am demonstrating prejudices. Therefore, it's really important to recognize if I have that in myself and what do I do with it. Because my goal is to make the counseling relationship safe. If I sit in judgment of my clients, it doesn't help them. It hurts them. So one of the things is I say there is no such thing as political correctness. I say that right at the very first session. You could say anything you want, any way you want, and my job is to not sit here and judge. Now, if there's a little voice in my head that goes, oh my God, I can't believe this person said that, I need to address that for myself. And I have to say, it doesn't happen for me very often. So So creating that safe place so that you could say whatever you want, however you want. So someone who may have had a traumatic experience in their life may have developed some type of prejudice. It's important to be able to discuss that. People who have been in the military have been taught to not look at the enemy as a person, to look at the enemy as a whatever word that they've used. It makes it easier to be a soldier. It's actually part of the military culture. So that part of what happens is that when someone comes back to the United States they get out of the military, they need to readjust some of those belief systems and some of the ways that they communicate and start looking at diversity and have empathy. It's a challenge that the VA and therapists within the VA struggle with all the time. But the reality is that diversity does exist. No one has experienced my life but me. And no one has experienced your life but you. And that alone makes us different. We are all born with opportunity. Some of us can take that opportunity and make something of it. Some of us miss the opportunity. Some of us have had the opportunity taken away. And all of those things, what they do is they bring about diversity of experience. One of the things that I talk about often with my clients is being human, being humble, being humiliated, being on an ego trip, self-esteem, low self-esteem, narcissism. When we recognize our humanness, everyone makes mistakes at some time. No one is perfect. Not everyone's going to like me, love me, and approve of me. And I'm not sure that I'm going to like, love, and approve of everyone else. Does that mean that I move to a place where there's hate? No. I may make a choice of who is in my life and who is not in my life, because I can do that. I might find that there are some people in my life that I deem as unsafe for my mental health, and I can make a choice to say, you know what, as long as this person is doing this, 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 and this, I don't think I can have them as friends, or I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's time to end the relationship. And so we make choices. The goal is about health. Relational health, mental health, spiritual health, physical health. So, I may not necessarily have the ability to, and again, partially because of trauma, accept everyone, but I also have choices in terms of how I take care of myself. I think no matter how hard we try, stereotypes are going to exist and will always exist. No matter how hard we try to normalize everyone to be equal. And equal, and we're not equal. Some of us have more abilities than others. Some of us are more talented than others. Some of us have higher IQs than others. We're diverse. If I accept the diversity and connect with the empathy, it makes a world of difference in our ability to love each other, to understand each other. When we try and force someone to be something that they're not, when we try to force ourselves to be something or someone that we're not, it doesn't work. If I try to ignore my prejudices by being politically correct, I may actually overcompensate, doing more harm and damage to myself and others. I may get into enabling because I don't want to admit that I may have a prejudice. It's better, and that's part of that process of therapy, to be able to say, you know what, this is something about me. I may not like it. I may find that, gee, you know what, I've realized in therapy that I'm prejudiced against ... I didn't really know that about myself. I may not like it about myself. And what is it that I can do to learn how to change that? I'm going to go back to empathy. Look at emotional connection. Sadness and pain. All of those things. Paying attention to ourselves makes a big difference. And being able to talk about it in therapy is part of the healing process. Our brain tends to ignore things that overwhelm it. And input comes from what we see, hear, feel, taste, smell. And sometimes we pay attention to it and sometimes we ignore it. And we do this with people too. Old, young, male, female, tall, short, it doesn't matter. We ask people what they do for a living. We ask where they live. What town are you from? Where did you go to school? Are you married? Are you single? Do you have kids? As human beings, we have a strong tendency to gravitate to people that we have things where we have things in common. It's part of what we do as human beings. In the United States of America, the people that come here are gravitated to the United States because of an idea. The idea of freedom, the idea of liberty. That's what brings people here. The idea of independence. And along with that comes the cultures. And there's a tendency for people in towns and cities to live in cultural groups. I grew up with it. When we don't understand the other culture, there's a tendency to create a prejudice. If we see, oh, look, some of these people are doing ... and we disagree with that, it creates a prejudice. If If I don't talk about that within therapy, if it is an issue that I may have, I'm keeping myself, if I'm the client, I'm keeping myself stuck. So I need to take another little commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat to finish the program for today.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamure, your host for today's show. I have a practice here in Flemington. I've been in private practice for over 15 years now. And I deal with many different types of issues from depression to anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, relationship issues, alcoholism and drug addiction, early recovery, codependency, adult children of alcoholism or addiction, family issues surrounding addiction, grief and loss, anger and anger management. Speaking of which, I'm going to be starting an anger management group on April 7th, working alongside Meena Singh, who is a life coach, and she and I are going to be facilitating an anger management group every Tuesday for 12 weeks. If you are interested in participating in that, you can please contact me at 908-237-2899. You can also find a little bit more about what I do on the web at www.alterol.com or alterolcounselor.com or alterolcounselor.net or .com, and it's Alterol Counselor, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L Counselor, O-R, .net or .com. If you would like to make an appointment for some issue that you are struggling with, please contact me at 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list. And if you would like to make a comment about my show, you can call the same number, 908-237-2899. Or if you have a suggestion for a topic, I would love to hear from you. So that's a little bit about me. I've got my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor and a licensed professional counselor. I've been talking today about political correctness in therapy, about coming into therapy and leaving your political correctness at the door. My job is to be inclusive and to help my clients know who they are, gain that self-awareness. You know, it's really interesting. Brain researchers say that we really can't remember things unless we attach information to it. I mean, it's the way our brain works. We create categories. It's just something that our brain does. It's just the way it works. It just does that. It bunches information together and it attaches similar things. I mean, it's, you know, that's the way the computer and their brain works. And that's just the way it's going to always work. So we see a cat. We see another cat. Or we see a third cat. We recognize them all as cats. Although one is white and one is brown and one is mottled in color and one's orange. But we look at them. And one's a big cat like a lion or a tiger, and one's a little kitty cat that's, you know, a little house cat. You look at biology, and we have created, I'm not going to remember the words back from, you know, but different categories. It's what we do. It's part of being human. When we meet someone and we make new friends, oh, really? Me too. Yeah. Oh, I like that too. It's not a bad thing. It's actually normal. At the same time, educating ourselves to the diversity of the world is really important. Being aware of all the shoulds. It's too much work to be politically correct. But intent makes a huge difference. And the more we focus on being politically correct, the more damage we actually do. It's unintentional. It's not about saying things so we don't offend. It's about accepting people and all of their diversity. Rather than being judgmental or going on an attack. It's when stereotypes prevent us from making new friends. It's when it prevents us from having new ideas. And when we put things in boxes. That's exactly what happens. So if I make a decision that says I can only be friendly with people who are politically correct, how is that politically correct? I can only be friends with people who speak my specific language, which is an all-inclusive language. So I can only be friends with people who say, the word people instead of men and women. Because, you know, I don't want to offend. And the reality is, we are men and women. Even if a man or a woman chooses to be with the same sex, or even chooses to deny their gender and want to be a different gender, it doesn't matter. Some people feel different gender doesn't match what they were born with. That's okay. It doesn't matter. We don't create people to be non-gender. We're created that way. So the thing is that this particular program is really about saying when you come into therapy, you leave your political correctness at the door. You come in and you be who you are, and you learn more about yourself, and you gain self-awareness. It's never my intent to insult or injure someone by the words that I choose. I'm going to say unless I do that intentionally. I'm not saying that anything about that in terms of generality. Because we all have that ability to use words to hurt. Words can be a weapon. I get to choose if I use the words that I pick as weapons or not. You get to choose to take offense at them or not. And the bottom line is, know yourself. Know your prejudices. Look at people with empathy. Connect on emotional understanding, because not one of us is the same. So I hope this was useful and I hope it was helpful. I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat, and I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's show. And please tune in, and I'm hoping to help remove the stigma of good mental health. Take care.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. 21 people are dead, including 17 tourists, after an attack on a museum in Tunisia. Two gunmen opened fire. It was the worst attack in years and comes as the country is trying to establish